Would like to address all of you, Srinivasulu, Sindhya, Pratik, Sukishori, Rasavilasini, and Sachi, no? Sachi. This is a very sacred opportunity, not only for those who get initiation, but for all of us, because we will be participating in a ceremony that has a lot of spiritual potency. You can see the Yajna Kund is very beautifully arranged. Today happens the day where after the Kirtan Mela, where our hearts are more purified and more ready. But beyond this, we are actually, we have a purpose. We want to do two types of ancient Vedic rituals to invoke the blessings of the Lord for our attempt to give our community and to give our Goni Thai deities a beautiful and befitting home here in Holland. Perhaps the Lord just waited for this Yajna to take place. So you can all participate in this with full heartedness, because it concerns all of you. So what we will do is, to invoke auspiciousness, we will first all chant the Brahma Sanghita. I'm not a regular user of mobile telephone, so it should be there somewhere. Gokrishna, where is it?
It's on the screen, Maharaj, for the people.
It will come on screen.
We have the printouts.
Huh? We have printouts. Where are the printouts, please?
It's okay, really just put it on the screen.
For Maharaj.
Yeah, for Maharaj, yes, sure.
Brahma Samhita?
Yes.
Brahma Samhita?
Give it to Maharaj.
Please all join me. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anarya Hari Govinda Sarvakaranam Chintamani Prakara Satma Sukha Pabriksha Laksha Viteshu Surabhi Abhipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambhama Sevyamanam
Govinda Mari Purusham Namam Vajami
Venum Kvanantam Aravinda Ralayataksham Bhavatam Samasitam Buddhasundarangam Kandapakoti Kamaniya Vichyashobham Govinda Mari Purusham Namaham Vajami Alola Chanda Kala Satma Nama Yavanshi Radnam Gadam Pranaya Keli Kala Vilasam Shamanti Bangala Litam Niyata Prakasham Govinda Mari Purusham Namaham
Gamanani Marandarupam Ajam Purana Purusham Navayo Vanamcha Vede Sudulava Madulava Magnabhakto Govindamadi Purusham Namam Hayami Pandasukoti Satavasara Sambhragamyo Buddha Brahma Pitata Samubhai Dikariyat Govinda Hari Purusham Brahma Hari Dibhajiri Vaita Santa Dhamma Pyubhidya Divaya Devi Vitaritu Samana Dharma Yasa Viva Kriya Vishnu Kaya Vivati Govinda Mani Purusham Namah Jami Yakara Narva Vajati Vajati Vayora Nidam Nananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupa Adara Shakti Magalambya Param Samurti Govinda Mani Purusham Namah Jami Yasya Nishvasita Kala Madhavalambya Jivanti Loma Vidaya Yagadanda Mata Vishnu Mahasariya Yasya Kala Vishesho Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yasya Shakaleshu Nineshu Teja Shriyantiya Bhagadaya Pyapita Vadata Ramaya Esha Jagadanda Vidana Kata Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yatpara Pallava Yugam Vinidaya Kumbha Vande Pranama Samaye Shagamadhi Raja Vinamiyantum Alamasya Jagatrayasya Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Ami Mahi Gaganam Ambumaru Dishasya Parasatatma Manasirti Jagatrayani Yasmat Bhavanti Vibhavanti Vishanti Yamcha Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yachakshuresha Sabita Sagala Grahanam Raja Samasta Suramurti Rashesha Teja Yasya Gaya Brahmati Sambita Kala Chakro Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Nishaya Shutaya Shavanshi Namadhi Gita Padaka Vadaya Shajiva Yatata Mata Vibhava Pragata Prabhava Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yasanda Gopa Mahendra Mahosa Karma Vandana Rupa Vadapaja Karmani Nidhati Kintu Chabakti Bhajam Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Yamgoda Kama Sahaja Pranaya Vibhiti Asalya Goma Guru Gaurava Sevya Bhavare Sanjinja Tasya Sadishim Tanumahu Kulete Govinda Mani Purusham Namaham Bhajami Shriya Kanda Kanda Parama Purusha Kalpa Tarvo Dhruva Dhrume Sintamayi Kanamayi Toyam Amritam Katakanam Nadyam Gamanam Apivamsi Yasaki Shirananam Jyoti Para Abhitat Asvatyam Abhita Sayata Shirapti Shavati Surabhivyasya Sumahan Nimeshadakya Vavajati Nahi Yatakti Samaya Nade Svetam Jivam Dhanoham Niyagolokam Nityam Viranta Sve Santakshiti Viralachara Katipaye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Amalya Govinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, I would like to now address you. Perhaps the best way to describe an initiation is by calling it the golden opportunity. So let us offer our obeisances to Prabhupada, and then I will speak about what that could mean. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravai Vrajahine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paschatyate Shadayine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Initiation, the golden opportunity. An opportunity is something that offers us possibilities, futures, a life that is unique, and the opportunity or possibility which comes through initiation is so valuable that Prabhupada called it the golden opportunity. It was in 73. Upon the recommendation of the temple president, Srila Prabhupada had gladly accepted a few devotees from the Vancouver temple in Canada as his disciples. And he now wanted to, he wrote them a letter after the initiation where he highlighted what an initiation means. And I can well imagine that all of you who are initiated will be able to relate to this. He said, I have gladly accepted all of you as my duly initiated disciples. Now I have a request to all of you. If you very seriously and sincerely stick to the principles of devotional service and especially observe strictly the four prohibitions and without fail always chant at least 16 rounds on your beads daily. So three requests are there. Stick to the principles of devotional service. This requires an understanding, you know, of Panchanga Bhakti. Principles of devotional service are these principal practices of Sadhu Sangha, chanting the names, reading the Bhagavatams, worshipping the deity, and holding the highest appreciation for the holy places and visiting them, so that we must stick to sincerely. Then especially observe strictly the four prohibitions. This means the four rules and regulations. And then the third request is, without fail, always chant at least 16 rounds on your beads daily. In this way, Prabhupada says, you will be always happy. And now, please listen carefully. Now he talks about the opportunity. You have now got the golden opportunity of this human form of life. And it is not by accident that you have met your spiritual master. So if you are actually intelligent, you will take advantage of Krishna's blessings upon you and go back to home, back to Godhead. No, there's an opportunity. We have received the precious human form of life, and it is not by accident that we have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. So stick to this, and if you are intelligent, take advantage of Krishna's blessings and go back to Godhead. Now, you must know, in all spiritual processes, there are three things that you absolutely must understand. Sambandha Gyan. Who am I? What is this world? Who is Krishna? Prayojana Gyan. What is the goal of my human life? Prema. I want to develop prema or love. And then Abhideya, it means, what do I do to come from point A, that is my entanglement in this material world, to point B, that is pure love of Krishna and direct service. These three things are taught, and what is taught in is this is the most important thing which I want to stress. This Abhideya Tattva. How can I go from this unfulfilled material life to my eternal spiritual life? So classically, in the Vedic context, there are five processes which are given. One is called Urdhva Pundra. It's just the detailed description of the path. Urdhva Pundra is also a name for this tilak. This is called Urdhva Pundra. It's something that goes up. Urdhva, which goes up. You can see, we all have a Vaishnava tilak, that is, we follow the path upwards, which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Goswamis. No? Urdhva Pundra, the path. Then tapa, some austerity is done. You can't try to enjoy the world and leave the world. That's not possible. You have to have some renunciation. In our Vaishnav line, we have four types of renunciation. No, no illicit sex, no gambling, no, what else was there? Meat eating and no intoxication. No, this is austerity. Sometimes it is difficult. Sometimes we may not feel inclined to follow these four rules and regulations, but we perform the austerity to say no to this. The third thing is you get a name. Name can mean two things: the holy name, the sacred holy name, or also you get another name. Someone who was known as Pratik might get the name Haridas. I'm not saying that's the name. I'm giving an example. You must listen very carefully. What is the action? So this means someone who was a conditioned soul with a desires to enjoy this world is now turning into a Haridas, and he is remembering, oh, my name is Haridas, I should be a Haridas, not a Mayadas. Then you get a mantra during the that refers to the Gayatri mantras. I think two of you have obtained the Gayatri mantra. And then yagya. Yagya means what we do now here, a certain way of doing a ceremony. This is a typical Gaudiya Vaishnav yagya, which you will have. These are the processes in Vedic times. Urdhva Pundra, remember, second. Tapa, then Nama, then mantra, then yagya, no, a sacrifice, way to perform sacrifice. Now in our line, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has said, please repeat with me or say with me, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Devalam, Kalo Nasteva, 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 Gatira Nyata. It means in this time, he has quoted this Shastra, there is no other means of working than the holy name. So this chanting, you are initiated really in the Abhideya of chanting the holy name. Prabhupada knew that some of his disciples who would sit at the yagya were not really having the right motivation. And he once gave a lecture, as far as I know it was during the initiation, where he spoke about this, that we should not be a show bottle. Now, I think in Western world we don't really know what is a show bottle. But in India, you would see people having a shop, for instance, of medicine. And then they put outside for everyone to see a bottle which has ordinary water in it and perhaps a little something to make it red, kumkum, for instance. This is a show bottle. It is a show medicine. It's not the real thing. If someone would take it, they would not become healthy, and they would say, this is kumkum, this is not medicine. So Prabhupada said, follow 16 rounds. If you do not follow 16 rounds, where is the question of chanting Hare Krishna? This you must do, otherwise you don't really chant. So don't be artificial. Don't be, I mean to say, a show bottle. Be the real thing. That is wanted. If you want the real benefit of spiritual life, don't be show bottle. Do you know what is a show bottle? The medical shop? They put a big bottle, it is full of water only, and color is red or blue or something like. Real medicine is not there in the show bottle. My dear devotees, can I ask you, who of you is a show bottle devotee? Don't, don't put, this is a sincere thing. We should not raise our hand and laugh. This is nothing to laugh. It is a big problem. So when we will now give an initiation, let that not be a show bottle initiation. Let it be the real thing. Those who are sitting here, they should have by now questioned their heart and be very, very serious about it. I want to In my first lecture, I spoke about a term which I felt devotees need to learn. Do you remember the Sanskrit term? Nirbandha. What does it mean?
Strong determination.
Yes. So Prabhupada talks about this also. So you must follow these rules and regulations if you are serious. Then, only then take initiation. Otherwise, don't make a fuss. Don't make a fuss. That is my request. One has to be very determined. Prabhupada quotes a verse from the Gita, Bhajante mang drida vrataha. One should worship with a drita vrata. This word is used in the Bhagavad. Drita vrata, strong determination. Yes! In this life I shall go back to home, back to Godhead. This is determination. And what is the difficulty? No difficulty. Chant Hare Krishna mantra. You are taking the beads 16 rounds. You can be finished at most in 2 hours or 3 hours. So you have got 24 hours. If you want to sleep, of course, 23 hours, then you cannot chant. Then this is another thing. Prabhupada even told us we have to minimize our sleeping and eating if we have not finished our rounds. No? If you cannot finish 16 rounds, then you must not sleep on that day or must not eat. Why don't you forget to eat? Because, you know, it nourishes my body, no? So why do you forget chanting Hare Krishna? You should know this is nourishing your spiritual life. So this is Prabhupada's recommendation on the subject matter of initiation. My dear devotees, this mantra or this chanting is so wonderful that at the end of the Bhagavatam, at the very end, Parikshit Maharaj will soon await his death from a snake bite. Shukadev Goswami once again wants to highlight how important this chanting is. So he says, a beautiful Sanskrit verse, I will chant it for you. Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Ananta Shutanubhavyo Vyasanam Hipungsam Pravishya Chittam Vidunoti Ashesham Yatatamoko Brahmivati Vata. When people properly do Sankirtan, glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or if they simply hear about His power, the Lord personally enters their hearts and cleanses away every trace of misfortune, just as the sun removes the darkness or a powerful wind drives away the cloud. So Shukadev Goswami wants to tell Parikshit Maharaj, this is so powerful, this chanting, and also hearing about Krishna. And he gives an example. It's like the sun that drives away darkness. But after giving this example, he feels dissatisfaction. Sometimes under a stone, there is Vedam. Under a stone, there is a shadow still, which does not become removed by the sun. So he needs to now give another example how powerful the chanting is. He says a strong wind can push away all the clouds from the sky, and there will be no cloud left when the strong wind is. And you have seen in Holland, when there's a strong wind, it just wipes the sky clear, and then there is no cloud any longer. Yes. Yes, so this is my request to all of you. Those who are initiated, you have to be now very, very determined. I will not ask you if you chanted yesterday your 16 rounds, because yesterday was an avalanche of services which are to be done. But in general, there is no yesterday. In general, there is today, and it needs to be given the priority. Otherwise, we will be a show bottle. And as Prabhupada said, the show bottle will not work. The medicine will not work. Sometimes he said, I cannot help you if you don't chant your rounds. I cannot help you. There will be no... I think with this he also said this could mean the discontinuation of the guru-disciple relationship. It doesn't always have to be that stark and extreme, but when you begin to compromise on this thing, on this chanting, you are heading up for trouble in your spiritual life. You're breaking your sacred vows which you have given, but you don't have the sun to take away the inner darkness and the desperation of Kali Yuga in your life. Therefore, my dear devotees, we have to learn to chant so that it is no longer something we have to push ourselves to, but it is something we do look forward. So this dritta vrata, this determination, needs to be there, my dear devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati once spoke of a person who has fallen into the well, and someone comes by and lowers a rope to help them climb out of the well. It's a dark well, there's no water inside, there's a poisonous snake residing in one of the holes, and this man has called out, "Help, help, help," and finally a rope came. But then the man said, "Can you please help me to grab the rope?" I have heard this many times in when I preach to the Indian population. I have said, "Please do this and this, Maharaj. I need your blessing to do this and this." You will get the blessings, but you have to make an effort at least to try to grab the rope which has come. Otherwise, how can you be helped? It is not possible. So, yes, the blessing has come in form of this day. The golden opportunity has come in form of this day, my dear disciples. Now it's up to you to take the golden opportunity. It's only you. It's not your wife. It's not your child. It's not even your temple president. It's up to you to take this opportunity. For this, you need a little strength. My dear devotees, every one of you on the spiritual path needs to know where are the sources of spiritual strength. Alone, we are a little weak in Kali Yuga. I think the most important word here is engagement. You need to engage with something. There is a a great need for people to engage with something. Engage means to put your heart into it and engage it. The first thing to engage with is with the shastras, with transcendental knowledge. You have seen your Nilambara is always trying to quote a verse from the Bhagavatam. No? I have seen? Have I seen properly? Yeah. Because he knows that's from where you draw the perspective, the Bhagavatam. If you don't engage with spiritual knowledge, nothing will make sense in Krishna consciousness. You have to regularly engage with the Shastra. You have to regularly engage with your sadhana. You have to regularly engage with the Sangha, with the association of devotees. It's so important. It gives you, we were discussing today with one devotee, when you have real association, where you are bringing out what is in your heart, you will see that the burdens you carry, the misery which you feel, will leave you. Sangha. Then you will have to engage with your seva, and finally you have to do proper behavior. No, you have to not lie, you cannot steal, you have to be kind to others. No. These are the five S. I have talked very often about it. Can we again summarize these? What are the five things we have to engage with? Shastra, sadhana, sangha, seva, and finally behavior. The Sanskrit word is sadacha. No? Yes. My dear devotees, when I will tell you how I was initiated. I was initiated in a snowstorm. Yes, I had written to Srila Prabhupada a letter, please accept me as your disciple. I want the initiation, and I had added 10 German marks to this. This was about €3 nowadays. So I had then gone every day out for book distribution, and one day, it was in January, I was out on the street. No one wanted to take the book because they were just freezing on their hands, and they were in a hurry to come to some warm place, and I was trying to hand out the books, and then a devotee came and said, "Good news!" I said, "Good news, this is my worst day on Sankirtan. No one wants anything, it's too cold," and so on. No, "good news, Prabhupada has accepted you as his disciples." I said, "What?" "Yes, here, look." And then he took the letter out. It was opened already. At that time, whenever Prabhupada wrote to anyone in the temple, the first one who saw the letter was opening. It was maybe not absolutely correct, but that is, we were young and we were one family, so there was no problem. So he said, the letter said, I thank you for your donation of 10 German marks. That is how it started. What? Ooh, I thought it was nothing, but Prabhupada took great note that I had tried to serve him. And I glad you, and then he said a few good things about me, which I don't want to repeat here. And then he said, if you do this, you will go back, if you follow the four rules and regulations and go and chant every day 16 rounds, you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. He said like this. It's in the letter. No? So I remember my initiation took place in a snowstorm. It was snowing so bad. But I will never forget this day when I received the letter from Srila Prabhupada, and with it a guarantee and a hope and just mercy. The instructions given to the disciples, I want to summarize. It's from a letter to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami, which Prabhupada gave. He said, the instructions given to the disciple by the spiritual master at the time of initiation should be strictly followed. That will make one advance on the spiritual path. If one deliberately defies such instructions, then his advancement is hampered from the very beginning. This defying means to disconnect from the relationship with the spiritual master. I hope this will clear up this question sufficiently for you. Yes, we don't want to talk so much about these things. I just mentioned them, but I want to say positively, all of you I know are very sincere devotees. I know those who are taking initiation, Pratik, Srinivasulu, and our Sindhya, and also I know, I have seen the two others of you. I do not remember your names so clearly, and Sachi is known to me since the world was much younger, so on. I know you are all sincere devotees, so please take with you from this initiation two words. The words are golden opportunity. You have received the golden opportunity of the human form of life. That is one golden opportunity. But in addition to this, you have been with this ceremony accepted by this ancient sampradaya, this ancient line of disciple, like the succession, and going to Srila Prabhupada and all these honorable great souls, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Gokishore Das Babaji, and such a wonderful line. Madhvacharya is there, the famous savior, South India. He's very known. And this now is your golden opportunity. It is a reason for celebrating. All of us should be just very happy. We should support these devotees. And today is your celebration day, and I think you have shown this, Srinivasulu and Pratik, by having a wonderful haircut. This haircut is done. Usually it is done when, you know, we don't want to mention when some, you know, during Andhyeshti, the sun will... this is an Andhyeshti of material life, the finish of material life, and therefore it is good if we can do... I did not I requested Pratik, who's not married, but I'm happy, Srinivasulu, that you also could take this opportunity. Yes, Hare Krishna. So I wish you all the best, all the devotees. Please bless these devotees that they never forget these two words, golden opportunity, no? Golden opportunity. So I will now turn over to Ramananda Gopal. He's the pujari of Lord Narsingadev, a wonderful priest. We are very, very honored. You can see by the arrangement, he really knows what he's doing, so... Then you know what you are doing. Hare Krishna. Good. So should we give the microphone?